Reignite on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
And Tamara's book, again, is Moonshots, 50 plus ways to turn radical ideas into reality. And one team going for their own moonshot is Just Tip, founded by Ciara Walsh and James Fahey. And it's aiming to revolutionise how we do cashless tipping. Even this morning, and I was out for my third coffee of the morning already by 8 o'clock, and this was sat here beside the cash register. You cannot miss it. Simple mechanism just to tip your card direct to staff, removes all the admin for employers. James, very quickly on numbers, bring me through the greatest hits in terms of what ages you are, how long the company's been in operation, what the turnover is.
Good morning. Yeah, let's dive straight into it, I guess. So Just Tip is around 2 years. Myself and Ciara started at 19. So, you know, the usual age to start a business. since we started, we've done just over €1 million in tips. That's gone to about 6,000 employees that are signed up with us across 250 businesses in Ireland and the UK. So I'm 22 now, Ciara's 21.
Amazing.
It's been a hell of a journey to get to here.
Amazing. Well done, guys. How did it all start? How did you strike up this partnership?
Yeah, so James was actually in a coffee shop. It was the day after the COVID lockdown lifted and you were allowed to sit inside again, and he wanted to leave a tip. So he came up with this idea there and then at the table. And he contacted me because I was his oldest friend who actually worked in hospitality. And then from there, we kind of built it out to suit the hospitality industry from my experience in it as well.
It's amazing often that the best ideas just come from real life moments, yeah. And you realise there's a problem to be solved. It's, I don't know if you heard the big strong girls earlier, that came from being on a bus to Italy on their way to training camp, and they realise there's this moment and opportunity here. James, in terms of the terminal and what you're being asked to do in this moment of a lot of regulation, nervousness by employers, but then trust and transparency for us as customers, can people be absolutely sure in this moment when you use a device like this that it is actually going to go to the people that it is intended for?
I think when we started the business initially, it was about reducing the admin load for staff and for the business owner itself. And I think what's happened since then is last December, a legislation was passed in Ireland and passed in the UK, which means all tips now have to show a clear path from the customer to the employee. So like initially trying to start any business, trying to get any validity in terms of the market is hard. I guess we had an age to help and people were kind of more intrigued on that side. But I think every day that we continue to push into the market, and as you said, your third coffee equals three more tips for us, I guess, for the staff. It means though that we're creating this ecosystem. So 1 million transactions is a hard number to come by, and I think it's a hard goal to hit. And the way we kind of look at it, it's probably 10 to 15X in terms of people who stopped and look at it and decided not to tip for whatever reason. And like that's 10, 15 million people. So it's more we're seeing on countertops, and like our biggest customer, the biggest name is probably Pret A Manger using us now across all the Irish stores. This is the Carebrook Group. And, you know, they came to us organically because they were in Dublin doing market research and they saw the devices everywhere. And again, it just makes complete sense. You're a customer, you've got no cash, no coins, and you want to leave a tip, and that's what we do.
And so staff love it because they can track their tips. There's trust, there's transparency built in. It's removing the admin for employers. The tax man must love it as well, Ciara, given all of the tracking and transparency that's coming, and it's obviously regulation compliant.
Yeah, so we weekly pay out directly to every individual employee's bank account based on either the hours or days they've worked. So obviously, as well as the new legislation coming in, you'll have to have an end-to-end transaction report on all tips. So there's no longer taking money out of the cash register anymore, which is great for the tax man. So we have end-to-end transaction reports for every tip received and every payout for each employee as well.
Yeah. Like in this day and age, you have to kind of spend money to make money. Like we always promote cash, take cash 100%. But this is like, I've got nothing in my pockets now. You know, there's no cash going around. It's from when people haven't got cash. Keep taking cash. Cash is brilliant.
Yeah.
But this is giving people the opportunity to tip when there is no cash.
And we know employers love it as well. We actually talked to one user of this employer, Martin Meehan of the Tribe Hospitality Group in Galway earlier this morning. Take a listen to this.
From our point of view, it's a thing. It's almost like a relationship between Just Tip and the staff themselves. The money goes directly to them. That has become even more prevalent now with the fact that new legislation has come in. But Just Tip have taken a lot of the hassle away from that the money goes straight to the staff member. It's been seamless. It's worked very well. Staff are very happy with it. Managers are very happy with it. It's taken a lot of the hassle and work out of them. And actually, customers are very happy with it because when they come to the counter, it's a kind of a quick thing. But obviously, if they're happy with the service and, you know, they just want to show some sort of appreciation. And with the Just Tip, it's what if they want to tip 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 euro, they can just tip it and it's just a tap and go and then it's seamless, you know. The amount of cash that we're taking now is down. Like once upon a time, it might have been 70 or 80% of your takings in a day, whereas now it could be 10% or 15%. You know, everybody's using cards. So therefore, once they're there and they're standing and they're paying for their coffee, they can just use the tip. And it's a very easy active. And like a lot of people now don't carry cash with them. We have outlets in Oranmore, Barna and Salt Hill, right in the Wide Atlantic Way. There's a match on up in Connacht Clubby today, an underage match. So we're doing catering up there. So a busy day. And we also just have Just Tip in our cafe, Mr. Waffle, across from the hospital. So we'll get to see the whole town.
I hope the weather is better in Galway than it is here in Dublin this morning. James Faye, I guess the concept here, though, you're building, like we're talking about moonshots here, you're building for a cashless society. But I constantly find myself, could be out with buskers, charity groups, I don't have cash. Can you see how this will naturally evolve for other sectors and other moments where we just don't have the cash in hand
sure.
and we want to give the digital form?
Like I was reading an article a few weeks ago and they're saying 20% of the population don't use cash anymore. And like that tells you a lot post-COVID, like 20%. It might not seem like a big number, I guess, but when you put that in perspective across the whole country, it's huge. And I guess that's the way the world's going. It's so much easier to spend money, to hold your money, to save your money when it's, you know, it's contactless, it's in a bank account, it's a number on a screen. You know, cash is brilliant and we kind of keep saying that, but the problem is having to go to an ATM and go to all these different things. There's more hurdles to keep cash in your pocket than having cash in your bank account. And that's the way the world is going. You know, globally right now, transactions are going to be going contactless. And I guess like that's what Just Tip does. We're trying to bring a transparent and equitable process for business owners.
Kira, you started when you were 19, you're 23 now. Just how big could this get? Like, what's the scale of the ambition and moonshot for you guys over the next 5, 10 years?
Well, we're actually 21 now.
Oh, so apologies.
No, no
worries. It was like 2 years
the
on,
math
sorry.
Doesn't make sense there. But yeah, so we're hoping to take it globally. Obviously, tipping in the States is massive. Like, it's completely embedded into their culture over there. But I mean, at the moment, it's focused on Ireland and the UK. Because the new legislation has just passed there and then obviously into Europe. And tipping, we've gotten inquiries from all around Europe, Spain, France, Switzerland. So, I mean, the opportunity is huge across Europe and in the US as well.
I love that both of you have basically said this morning the usual age to start a business is at age 19. Maybe just very finally, James, final word to you. What would you say to other graduates, students, teenagers out there with an idea? They see a problem to be solved.
I think when you look at any jobs, you're going for a job somewhere, for RT, for example, I think everybody's looking for something that has the edge on what the next person has got. And I think having a business on your CV is phenomenal, but also starting your own business is phenomenal. And I guess the only piece of advice that we were chatting about this earlier on is just start it.
Just do it.
The worst case scenario is you're 19 years old, you're 21 years old. You just keep going with your life and that's really it. The downside is very little.
Feel fast and early.
You can still put it on your CV even if it doesn't work out.
That's
Just start. Probably only advice we give.
Great advice. Thank you so much for that. Kira Walsh and James Fahey. And if you want to check them out, their website is justtip.net. Up next, the Anxious Achiever, back after these.